AFCON Rush is powered by ZaraFX, the global trading powerhouse.
Seventh day, seventh heaven, eight goals is how I can summarize what happened on day seven of the Africa Cup of Nations, AFCON 2023, played in 2024 across Côte d'Ivoire. I'm the Mighty George and welcome to AFCON Rush, proudly supported by ZaraFX. And right here on Comfort 95.1 FM. The first game of the day was the Islanders, Cape Verde, taking on Mozambique, whom they thrashed 3-0 to become the first team to advance to the AFCON round of 16. The Blue Sharks put in a superb performance to sweep away the opponents, and the first goal came in the 32nd minute via a rocket strike from Bebe from over 40 yards out. The dispatch was calculated as a NASA moon landing, and he took everything into account, including the moon's gravitational pull. The laws of nature were defied with that hit. I'm not certain you would see a better strike than that in this tournament. Rian Mendes doubled the lead in the 51st minute, and Kevin Pina put the icing on the cake in the 69th minute. Well, Cape Verde, in their three previous AFCON outings, in 2013 when they made their debut, they scored 3 goals in 4 games. In 2015, it was 1 goal in 3 games, and in 2021, they got to the second round and scored only 2 goals in 4 games. What a rush. And in 2023, it's been 5 goals in 2 games, and they are through as the first team to qualify for the knockout stage. That is some progress. Amazing. They have played 13 games in 4 editions so far, and regardless of match day 3 results at the AFCON 2023, Cape Verde will still finish top of Group B that has got 7-time record champions Egypt and 4-time champions Ghana. What a rush! The second match of the day, it was a match made in heaven as 2 lions faced each other, the Teranga and the Indomitable. But only 1 lion's roar was to be the loudest. It was that of Senegal, who showed their champions' credentials by beating Cameroon by 3-1. SAR opened up scoring in the first half of the Group C clash in Yamoussoukro after a mistake by Manchester United goalie Andre Onana, who was playing his first game of the tournament following a late arrival in Côte d'Ivoire. Habib Diallo added a second goal from SAR's cross. Cameroon barely tested Senegal's goalkeeper Edouard Mendy until the final 10 minutes, when they could have earned the points after a limp performance that followed a 1-0 draw with Guinea in their opener. It should have been 2-2 following a horrific miss at the back post from Georges Kevin Nkudu, who headed wide with a goal mouth gaping. Senegal went up the other end and sealed the deal in the 95th minute, and Sadio Mane got his first goal of this year's AFCON to become the first Senegalese to score in 4 consecutive editions of the tournament and be the 5th different goal scorer at this year's edition.
Jai's in the middle, Mane is through, Mane finds the back of the net and seals the win, and Senegal finally clinched this battle, 3-1 to the Teranga Lions. The Teranga Lions, the defending champions, are through to the knockout round.
After the goal, Mane ran straight to hug former Senegal captain Cheikhou Kayate, who recently lost his father in Dakar and had to leave camp. Teranga Lions does become the second team to reach AFCON 2023 round of 16. And the last match of the day was between Guinea and the Gambia. The Sili Nationale won their first game of the tournament as Gambia are on the brink of elimination. Agwibo Kamara's goal in the 69th minute was enough to give them the much-needed win. Now, here are the permutations ahead of the last group games of Group C. Senegal already through to the next round. Guinea, with their win, now have 4 points and sit second. Cameroon, with 1 point, must win their last game and hope that Senegal beats Guinea, while the Gambia is almost out. What a rush.
AFCON Rush is powered by ZaraFX, the global trading powerhouse.
Comfort 95.1 FM, Uyo.
today, Algeria will be looking to end the run of four African games without a win when they take on Burkina Faso. This would be Burkina Faso's 50th game of the AFCON, becoming the 13th nation to reach that total. Only three of the previous 12 nations have won their 50th game. Elsewhere, Mauritania face Angola, same venue, at the Stade de la Paix in Bouaké, with their only previous encounter of the AFCON being in the group stage of the 2019 edition with ended goalless. And then the last match of the day will be between Mali and Tunisia, a tale of two eagles at the Amadou Gon Coulibaly Stadium in Kohogo by 9 p.m. West African time. Tunisia have never managed to beat Mali in their three previous meetings at the AFCON, with one draw and two losses. This will be their fourth encounter at the tournament, all in the group stages, and the third consecutive AFCON that both teams are in the same group. Mali finished top of the previous two in 2019 and 2022, while Tunisia was second and third, respectively. So, who are you putting your money on? Is it Tunisia or Mali? Would it be Algeria or Burkina Faso? And would it be Mauritania or Angola? Just keep your fingers crossed and ensure you're following at I Am Mighty George on X to check out my prediction game for later today. What a rush.
Sabi, sabi. Let go.
All right, now time to see what's up with our Super Eagles. Yesterday, they had their recovery strokes training session, the first after the 1-0 humbling of the Elephants of Cote d'Ivoire at the Alassane Ouattara Stadium. Man of the match, Victor Osimhen, captain Willem Troost-Ekong, and left-back Zaidou Sanusi all sat out of training as they were rehabilitating individually at the Ecole de la Police, the training ground of the Super Eagles since the start of the tournament. Well, the medics have insisted that there is no injury worry for the likes of Victor Osimhen and Willem Troost-Ekong, who was seen with a bag of ice strapped around his hamstring. But Zaidou Sanusi was seen with a bandage on his hand, which means he must have taken a knock in the game against Cote d'Ivoire before he was substituted. While reactions are still trailing the Super Eagles' win over the Elephants, let's first hear from the president of the Nigerian Football Federation, Alhaji Shehu Guso.
I believe it's the opening of successes to come by the grace of God, because playing with the host country and getting the results at that very critical moment is very, very important for this kind of tournament. Yesterday, the government even declared public holiday just for that match. At the opening match, even at the president of the country was at the stadium, we were only able to mobilize £36,000. But yesterday it was £49,700 just to tell you how serious they took the match of yesterday. God on our side, we were able to make it with the characters that people show yesterday, because every single Nigerian, including the president of the country, through the Minister of Sports, sent his greetings to you. Everybody is happy about it, and by the grace of God, this is the beginning.
Amen. God has opened the door. Well, reacting to the NFF president's remarks, captain of the side, Ahmed Musa, briefly thanked Nigerians for their support and urged them to keep supporting the team as they progress in their AFCON campaign.
Thank you very much. We don't have much to say. Like I said earlier, we're going to do the talk in the pitch. As you can see, yesterday we do one of the talk in the pitch. So, inshallah, we'll continue doing that till the final, February 11th, so that we'll go back to Nigeria. Very happy to keep on doing our best to make Nigeria proud. And once again, we are sending all our support to Nigeria, the way they support us and for the prayer. So we don't have much to say. We say thank you very much.
All right, so that's that as we count down to the final group game against Guinea-Bissau, which takes place on Monday. So it's a whole weekend to prepare for that one, and we hope that they would finish on a high. Just so you know, the winners of Group B are Cape Verde. Of course, irrespective of what Ghana and Egypt play, would you prefer Nigeria to finish second and play Cape Verde, who are first? Or would you prefer Nigeria to finish first and play either Ghana or Egypt? That's the dilemma right now as we count down to the end of the group games. In other news, Nigerian striker Sadiq Umaru claims the national team doctor's examination revealed that he had a meniscus injury. Well, in his congratulatory message to the team, he took time to explain the true story regarding his return to Spain, claiming that the injury was just a bruise, as diagnosed by doctors back at Real Sociedad, and was not as serious as it was made to seem, not enough to warrant his exemption from AFCON. Well, the NFL had tried to make the medical team look good, but it's definitely looking bad. It is obvious that they had a wrong diagnosis. I'm sure watching the team from Spain must have really affected Sadiq Umaru, who should have been part of the squad. Well, Sadiq, we love you. I'm sure your teammates would just want you to keep supporting them. By the way, Victor Boniface made a video call to the team to celebrate with them. He was seen in a video call with, of course, Kelechi Iheanacho and some other teammates. And we can also tell you that the Tanzania Football Federation has suspended coach Adel Amruch following an 8-match ban from CAF. Morocco filed a complaint over Amruch's remarks alleging the North African country's influence on CAF. Wow. Egypt will miss the services of Mohamed Salah in their last Group B game against Cape Verde on Monday due to a muscle injury. Well, the injuries are coming in thick and fast for the players. And finally, center referee of Cape Verde and Mozambique's game, the man known as Samiru Guezaz from Morocco, who was officiating his first AFCON match, was doing so 20 years after his father, Mohamed Guezaz, handled the Nigeria vs. Cameroon match at Tunisia 2004. An incredible succession plan, a family of referees. His dad would definitely be super proud of his son. Well, that's the size of the show, AFCON Rush. Let's save more updates for later in the day. But for now, let's warm up for the big games today. Day 8 action at Africa's premier football tournament, the Africa Cup of Nations. I'm the Mighty George, thanking you for listening, thanking Zara FX for supporting, and of course, you should be thanking Comfort 95.1 FM for keeping you updated. Until next time, bonjour, akwaba, what a rush.
AFCON Rush is powered by Zara FX, the global trading powerhouse.